Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Mount in Lenox, Massachusetts, is both an historic site and a center for culture inspired by the passions and achievements of Edith Wharton. They're presenting events just about every day of the week throughout their season, including theater, music, readings, lectures, the Wharton Salon, and ghost tours. Pretty much all of the things you would expect to come from a place that had to do with Edith Wharton. The Mountain will host their third WordFest September 19th through the 21st. This year, in addition to readings and poetry, they're bringing literary deathmatch to the Berkshires. We'll tell you about that in a moment. There's a lot going on, and here to tell us more are the Mount's Executive Director, Susan Whistler, and Communications Director, Rebecca McDougall. Thank you both for being here. A delight to see you again.
Thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
We always love having you here and talking about the Mount, which is, for people who have never been there, is hands down one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And I would assume you work there every day, that you never even get used to that.
It's true. Every day that I walk down the drive, I am struck by how beautiful it is. And that never fades or changes.
You have, as I mentioned in the introduction, you really have a lot going on this summer. And so was it always the desire from the very beginning to say, you know what, we're going to do something pretty much every day of the week here?
Well, it's a goal we've been working toward over the last couple of years. And it's really about access and opening up the property to as many people as possible. And this year we've got a couple of new initiatives that are really sort of directed not at necessarily the tourist traffic, but at our community. And so we've extended our hours on Thursday evenings. We're open for free from 5 to 8 so that people who have an ordinary work schedule can come and experience the Mount at what I consider to be the most beautiful time of the day, which is that dusk when the shadows begin to lengthen. We're partnering with our local community center. We're partnering with social service groups from all over the county, just trying to get a whole different and broader audience onto the property.
And when you come up with these actual events, as you say, they're both for tourists and for locals as well. You have to have that mix.
We do. We think it's very important. The Berkshires is a very tight community, and we really enjoy being a part of it, and we want everyone to experience the Mount. As you were saying, we get to be there every day. We think it's important for people in the community to come and experience it. And then the tourists. I mean, we love our tourists. They get to come and see the property and experience Edith Wharton's home, this wonderful, beautiful setting she created for herself as a writer's retreat.
When you, what I think is interesting about the property is that there's so many aspects to it because there's, if you're the gardener, if you want to go to the gardens, the house, the architecture, not to mention the writing, the work, the artist, and there's so much going on that there's a lot that you can draw from to work on programs and to spotlight throughout the season, I would think.
Wharton had so many passions that really we can go almost anywhere and justify it. And one of the things we've done this year, which is to really sort of highlight the grounds themselves, not just the formal gardens, is we have outdoor sculpture. We have 25 sculptures, large-scale outdoor sculptures, placed on the drive that leads down to the house in the woods. And I would say that the net result of this exhibit is that people are spending an hour to an hour and a half longer, and they are really experiencing the woodlands, not as just the path that they have to take to get to the house, but as a sort of adventure in themselves. And that's been wonderful to see.
Again, when you're looking at the literary side, you have an entire lecture series, a Monday lecture series, and it goes through the end of August. And you have one coming up on Thomas Jefferson, which I guess was
last night.
One coming up on Jack Kerouac. And so you say, okay, well, what is the connection between that, Jack Kerouac and Wharton?
Oh, I was going to say, I actually think that for the Monday lecture series, we really think more what is going to be interesting to our audience. It's been such a successful series for so many years that every year we have to kind of up the ante a little bit. So we have really been trying to find subject matter that would just still be different and intriguing. And basically, Nika Dorhart, who curates the series really just does a great job of researching the biographies that have come out for the year and has just really put together a great season this year. We are covering so many different topics.
Yeah, it's like Margaret Fuller, Thomas Jefferson,
Hetty Green, yeah. Astronaut's Wife's Club. I mean, it's really diverse.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And what kind of crowds do you get for that?
Well, we're actually nearly sold out. We have a few tickets left for Jack Kerouac, but we actually had to start an audio room for people when the lecture hall is full, that there's a second seating that happens in an adjoining room for people to listen. So,
which is very cool.
It's been great. So our attendance is probably, including the audio, about 180 a lecture.
It is, and again, this is the Monday lecture series and continues through the end of August. And we're telling you about all of these things, but you can find out and see the entire schedule by going to edithwharton.org, which is a very simple URL and a darn good one.
And one thing, my favorite program, just to plug it, is our Jazz on the Terrace on Friday and Saturday nights, 5 to 8. It's free. We get great bands. We had a Brazilian ensemble this past weekend who was terrific. And I think this coming weekend, we've got Charles Neville coming.
Charles Neville and Jessica Freeman will be Saturday, and it's from 5 to 8. And again, that's another free event that we're hosting.
And so when you say free event, you go and then...
It's sort of an evening starter. So before you head off to Tanglewood or your theater or whatever it is, come have your drink at the Mount and listen to some great music on the terrace.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then... You should really take a tour of the house. You have to go check out the...
Absolutely.
If you haven't done that in a while, that is... It's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous undertaking.
It is, and we've got new exhibits this year. We're actually focusing a little bit more on Edith Wharton's husband, Teddy. We've got a room dedicated to him, and we've got her bedroom suite, which is largely recreated at this point, and some very interesting sort of exhibit boards throughout the house that sort of give you a much deeper insight into Wharton's life and passions.
When you think of when you're programming, and we'll talk about the fall and the Word Fest in just a moment, but when we when you're talking about programs, do you have a sense of what of how you match something with the beautiful environment? I mean, you really do play off that, don't you?
We do, yes. And Rebecca, maybe you want to...
Oh, I was just going to say, I think one of the things is, you know, the property is so diverse. We have so many great locations to be able to have programming, both inside and outside, that we do try to utilize the entire space so that people can really see the breadth of the property. And some things obviously lend themselves to a certain room or to the stable, but I think we also kind of challenge ourselves by putting things in unexpected places. We have, as part of our Thursday series, we partnered with a few different agencies, including Berkshire Family Focus, to do a kids lit. And we're actually going to be having readings for kids in the house, in the drawing room, and there's going to be different book signings. There's going to be a story walk actually through the garden. So I think that we challenge ourselves to kind of think of how can we use the property in unexpected ways.
And a smoothie station.
Absolutely. That'll be on the terrace.
The smoothie station. Yeah, you don't want that to... to muck up the beauty of the rooms inside, but it's kid lit at the Mount and a free event again for all ages on Thursday, August 8th from 5 to 8. Tell us about WordFest.
WordFest.
Number three.
We're doing our third WordFest in September. It's going to be Thursday the 19th through Saturday the 21st. And you know, this year when we started to think about WordFest, we really were thinking about how to make it more engaging and interactive. We've been very successful in the past bringing together writers and readers for panels and different readings and book signings, but we wanted to do more. We were very lucky. We had someone mention a great event called Literary Deathmatch to us. And so we reached out to its creator, and we talked about bringing Literary Deathmatch to the Berkshires, and we couldn't be more excited.
What is that?
Literary death matches. It's kind of, I'd say it's a cross between performance and a reading with a little bit of American Idol thrown in there. So you have these four both emerging and established readers who are your contestants competing in front of three celebrity judges, and they read and they do some other wacky stuff, and the audience gets involved, and it's going to be a great night.
Yeah. it's basically a reading. At its heart, it's reading of great literature, but it's just dressed up in a new and sort of funky way.
Okay, so no one dies.
No one dies.
There is an actual death match part of it, and that takes place September 19th through the 21st, and you'll still have the readings and the poetry, and you have a great schedule.
We'll have all that too. Yes,
excellent.
We're bringing Pulitzer Prize winner Mark Strand, who will be doing a free reading on Saturday afternoon.
Great. And yeah, a lot of wonderful things. And again, you can find out about all of the happenings by going to edithwharton.org. The Mount is open every day through October 31st. To learn more, visit edithwharton.org. Susan Whistler and Rebecca McDougall, I thank you very much for joining us. I wish you a wonderful remainder of the summer season and into the fall. And I thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.